The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of Your Wealth Last on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. These are certainly bad times for Nigeria and the global markets at large. The Nigerian Soho Share Index lost about 4.9% after it closed at 24,388.66 points yesterday. This is the sharpest fall in a day since March 2010. The banking sector, the most liquid sector, saw the worst of the sell-off, losing about 13%. The major decliners are Stanbic IBTC Holdings PLC, MTL Nigeria, Fidelity Bank, and Dangote Sugar Refinery PLC all fell by 10%. Guarantee Trust Bank Nigerian Breweries PLC, among other decliners, also closed 9.9% lower. In Asia trading session, Japanese stocks settled higher on Tuesday after a volatile session that saw shares fall on worries over the economic impact of the coronavirus epidemic and an oil price crash before a surge as investors bought undervalued stocks. The Nikkei average finished 0.9% higher at 19,867.12, having earlier fallen to a three-year low of 18,891.77. It moved as much as 1,078.23 points in intraday trades, making its largest daily swing since February 2018. In Europe, the Pan-African Stoxx 60-600 index closed 1.1% down, slipping further into bear territory after making its worst day since the 2008 financial crisis on Monday. In America's trading session, its three major indexes rebounded on Tuesday as investors pinned their hope on policy easing by major central banks after global markets plummeted in the previous sessions on fear of a coronavirus-driven recession. In the commodities market, oil price clawed back some of the losses from Monday's epic drop as Wall Street put in a modest rebound, as well as on the Trump administration pledge to cut taxes and provide another stimulus as a balm for those affected by COVID-19. The Nigerian market capitalization, after shedding about 656 billion naira, settled at 12.710 trillion naira against the previous close of 13.366 trillion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks was 594.55 million units, up by 220.26% from the previous close of 185.65 million units. The value of traded stocks grew by 130.51% to close at 4.2 billion naira from the previous close of 1.83 billion naira. Total number of deals was 4,010, up by 49.07% from the previous close of 2,690 deals. The market read close negative as only 3 stocks gained, while 33 stocks declined in their share prices. Nimit, Honeywell Flour Mills, and NEM Insurance are the only equities that emerged as gainers out of 163 equities that traded on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Nimit grew its share price by 10% to close at 44 kobo from the previous close of 40 kobo. Honeywell Flour Mills grew its share price by 3.45% to close at 90 kobo from the previous close of 87 kobo. NEM Insurance PLC grew its share price by 1.16% to close at 1 naira 75 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 73 kobo. Nascon Allied Industry, MTN Nigeria, Dangote Sugar, Fidelity Bank, and Stanbic IBTC shared 10% of their share prices respectively. CAP PLC, Guarantee Trust Bank, Nigerian Breweries, International Breweries, and Union Bank shared 9.93% of their share prices respectively. WAPCO, Oando, Access Bank, NACO, Cavitin and Zenith Bank, among other price decliners, also shared their share prices by 9.89%, 9.88%, 9.80%, 9.78%, 9.75%, and 9.69% respectively. UBA traded about 166.42 million units of its shares in 685 deals, valued at 942.73 million naira. FBNH traded about 163.96 million units of its shares in 488 deals, valued at 724.83 million naira. Guarantee Trust Bank traded about 54.52 million units of its shares in 366 deals, valued at 1.088 billion naira. After this short break, we shall be looking at some capital market news and other economic issues around the world. Don't change this radio dial. I'll be right back.
Today
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
Welcome back. Consolidated Allmark Insurance PLC has announced the proposed right issue of about 2 billion ordinary shares of 50 kobo each at 52 kobo per share on the basis of one new ordinary share for every 4 ordinary share held as at 3rd February 2020. Dealing members were notified that Planet Capital Limited, the sponsoring stockbroker to the proposed right issue by Consolidated Allmark Insurance PLC on Friday 6th March 2020, informed the Nigerian Stock Exchange that the right issue will be opened for subscription during the following period. The acceptance list to be opened Monday 24th February 2020 and the acceptance list will close Wednesday 1st of April 2020. It has been reported that Royal Exchange will neither release its audited financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2019, nor its unaudited financial statement for the period ending March 31, 2020 anytime soon. According to a statement released by the company, both financial statements will not be available for its shareholders and the investing community until 4 months from now. According to the statement disclosed by the company, the financial statements will be released on or before June 30, 2020. Royal Exchange said the reason for the delay was the inability of the subsidiaries to collate their financial results on time. The company explained in a statement published on the website of the Nigerian Stock Exchange that some of its subsidiaries had not submitted their accounts to their various primary regulators for approval. Once all the subsidiaries have obtained approval for their respective financial statements, consolidation of the group's account will be concluded and approved by the board of directors for submission to both the Nigerian Stock Exchange and Securities Exchange Commission. Caviton Offshore has also postponed the release of its audited financial statement for the year ended December 31, 2019. All of the companies listed on the Nigerian Stock Exchange are expected to publish their financial results this month, according to the listing rules, but it seems such won't happen in the case of Caviton. The company in a statement said it was being delayed by its foreign subsidiaries that were here to submit their financial reports. Audited financial report for the year ended December 31, 2019 is expected to be released 90 days after the end of the year, which is March ending. Quarterly results are also expected to be submitted at most 60 days after the end of each quarter. While explaining the situation that prevented the company from complying with the Nigerian Stock Exchange listing rules, Caviton in a statement stated the delay had been unanticipated as the company has expected to finalize the audit and publish its 2019 audited statement on or before March 30, 2020. Nigerian IT company Champs PLC has announced that it appointed Sir Ademola Aladekomo as its new chairman of the board of directors. The appointment took effect on the 3rd of March 2020, according to a public disclosure that was issued to the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Aladekomo's appointment follows the resignation of Champs PLC former chairman Dere Awoshika, who left the company earlier this month to focus on her other business commitments. In a public disclosure, which was signed by the company's secretary, Yetunde Emmanuel, Champs PLC went further to appreciate Awoshika for services rendered while warmly welcoming the incoming chairman. Note that Sir Ademola Aladekomo is a founder of Champs PLC. He has been described as an astute entrepreneur and a visionary business and industrial leader. From 1985, when the company was incorporated, he served the founding managing director until 2015 when he retired as the group managing director. He currently sits on the board of different companies and NGOs. Governor Godwin Obaseki of Edo State has announced that his government will raise capital at the Nigerian Stock Exchange to finance projects in the state. He said his administration will take advantage of the financial opportunities presented by the wars. Obaseki, who made this known during his visit to the Nigerian Stock Exchange, told stockbroker and the investing community that the fund raised from the NSE will contribute to the growth of Edo State's economy. He, however, didn't disclose when the capital will be raised. The chief executive officer of Shoreline Group, Kola Karim, has urged the Nigerian government to start paying more attention to the country's abundant gas reserves. Following the recent crash in global crude oil price, Karim disclosed this when he appeared on CNBC Africa TV show that discussed how Nigeria and other top African crude producers can stay ahead in view of the unfavorable oil price regime. According to him, Nigeria's abundant gas reserve would have been a natural edge to take care of price fluctuations that have recently been witnessed in the international oil markets. The Director General of the Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Muda Yusuf, has stated that equity financing is a way out of Nigerians' debt. He made this known while proposing an alternative to Nigerians' craving for debt financing, which is about to double after Senate approved President Muhammadu Buhari's $22.7 billion loan request. Yusuf suggested that the Nigerian government should draft policies that will attract domestic and foreign private sector and encourage them to part with capital for equity. He said this will help with infrastructure financing. I'm going to stop here for today. Meanwhile, be free to express your views by calling or sending messages to the following numbers: 003-2244-723 and 081-6131-8569. 003-2244-723 and 081-6131-8569. You can also call same numbers to join our Telegram group's 24 hours discussions. Simply download Telegram app and request to be added. Also log on to our website www.stocksng.com to listen to the copy of this audio and many more. And you can also read up many other articles. I want to say a very big thank you to you for listening. It's how far we can go today, but I will surely come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. My name remains Ruti Bikuni. Bye for now and enjoy the rest of your week.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, Gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah. Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.